Welcome to the Just Do Something podcast, designed for startup entrepreneurs and business owners who want more than motivation. This podcast is about how businesses actually grow, where they break, and what it really takes to move from an idea to a sustainable action and eventually to exit. We talk about the full business life cycle. Starting well matters. Building with discipline matters more. Learning to scale without losing control is critical. Everything you hear here comes from Raymond's real-world experience, building, operating, and leading businesses, not theory pulled from slides or books. This is a practical, direct conversation focused on the decisions business owners face every day. Startup, operation, pricing, systems, leadership, risk, growth, and where your time actually belongs. The goal is simple. Help you see your business clearly, make better decisions sooner, and build something that serves your life instead of consuming it. Just do something. Now here's your host, Raymond Modlin.
Why most businesses fail. So most businesses fail not because it was a bad idea. They fail because the owner never really understood or learned how business actually works. This is the key fundamental, understanding how the business world actually works. So when most people start a business, you talk to your friends and you hear them all the time and they say things like, oh, I got an idea and I want to start a business. And they say, and you ask them, well, what do you know about the business? And they go, well, I don't know a little, but I'm really motivated because my current job stinks and I'm not making enough money and I want to be my own boss. And you say, that's great, but what's the structure? Have you taken time to think about how to plan this out? A lot of people assume that this word hustle will overcome every obstacle. And you hear successful people say, well, they were a hustler. Well, I understand that. And hustling is great. But you can't just run fast in any direction you want to run and expect to get to the finish line. So the people that say, well, you just got to hustle and work hard. That's just half of the story. The other half of the story is, did they have a plan in place? Were there systems to help accelerate their process? Because the reality is, if you put a whole bunch of effort in a business without any kind of reproducible or accountable systems, that's just actually going to make failure a lot quicker, all right? So businesses will fail basically based on one of these three items. First item is there is no clear financial discipline. Owners confuse revenue and profit, and we're going to talk about that in a future podcast, without understanding profit margins, cash reserves, all of these key financial components that have to be watched daily, weekly, no more than weekly. I know there are businesses that I own. I go through the bank account, I go through the charge card or debit card virtually every day to try and go, what was that bill? Where did that come from? What is that? You've got to have some clear financial discipline. You can't just say, I'm going to hustle and be a billionaire, all right? The second component that a business would fail is because there's no reliable system, no repeatable system. That's even a better word. If every decision that you make lives in your head and your head alone, there is no way to stabilize this business, much less scale it. All right. If you have to be involved in every decision that gets made, you are going to get burnt out. Trust me, I'm speaking from experience. You've got to have systems in place so that you know how to onboard a new client. You know how to intake money and where to apply it. And that system has to be documented. It has to be proceduralized and repeatable so that someone else could do that and not force you as the entrepreneurial visionary to make all these decisions. The third component, and this will happen to everybody, if you as the owner get stuck working in your business instead of on your business. Now make sure you notice what I just said. One little change in words completely changes this. You get stuck working in your business instead of working on your business. There's actually a really great book. It's by Gerber. It's called The E-Myth. And the E stands for entrepreneurial myth. And what it talks about basically is that people that are great car mechanics think they're going to open a car shop, and that car shop ends up failing. This entire book is solely based upon these three principles, because you could be the world's best car mechanic, but not understand hiring, marketing, promotion, bookkeeping, advertising, all of these other components, and you end up working on the car every day, and you don't have time to spend to grow it. You become the technician or the salesperson or the firefighter putting out all the emergencies. When everything depends upon one person, this business becomes fragile, all right? When one of these three things happen, this is not a motivation issue. It's a design problem. That's the key you guys need to understand. It's not a motivation. You could be the most motivated and you can hustle all you want, but if you are committing one of these three cardinal sins, your business will fail. And it's not because you weren't motivated. It's because you designed the business wrong. So how do you avoid this? Well, the easy way to avoid this is start simplifying. I know that sounds kind of contrary to what you're going to think. Start simplifying things. Know your numbers. Look at them daily, weekly. I wouldn't suggest you go any more than a week apart. All right? Document everything that needs to get done so that it can be repeated without you. And decide what your role is. Are you the visionary? Are you the front guy? Are you the bookkeeper? And then begin delegating all of the other stuff to someone else. And you can only do that, by the way, if number two is completed, which is document all how the work gets done. A business should not function only when the owner is there. If you can step away from your business and it continue to run without you, then you have been successful. If you cannot, that's not a business. That is just a job with a whole bunch of extra risk that you created for yourself. And there may not be anything wrong with that if that's what you're looking to do. So strong businesses are not built on hustle. They're built on clarity. They're built on structure. They're built on discipline. So when that foundation gets created and is very solid, then the growth and the sustainability is going to be really, really easy to maintain. If you want a more practical breakdown or how to do this, I would suggest you check out my website at www.raymondmodlin.com, and look into some coaching classes where we actually will coach you directly through on how to do these steps. You know, we've talked about what these steps are, but you need to understand how to do these steps. All right? Thanks for today, and I'll talk to you later.